The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Okay, let's talk about this terrible case in the UK. The man suspected of murdering the wife and two daughters of BBC Five Live commentator John Hunt has been detained in hospital. It's understood the three women were killed with a crossbow in their home in a place called Bushy, in what police have described as a suspected targeted attack. TRT World presenter Enda Brady is with us now. Enda, good morning.
Good morning, Jonathan. Good to speak to you again.
This is just an awful, awful crime.
It's horrific. So what happened was that the emergency services were alerted just after 7 p.m. on Tuesday evening. Bushy is a residential area. It's a very small town outside Watford, north of London. Paramedics arrived in serious numbers. And when they got there, they found three adult women, all with very serious injuries. And all three women passed away at the scene. So they were all dead at the property in Bushy. Now, it turns out that they are a 61-year-old woman, Carol Hunt. She is the wife of the BBC horse racing commentator, John Hunt, a very popular guy in broadcasting and in the racing world over here. He is very well known, very popular and respected. Carol is his wife and their two daughters, aged 28 and 25. They were also at the property and they too were pronounced dead at the scene. Then very shortly afterwards, Hertfordshire Police and the Metropolitan Police issued a picture of a man they wanted to speak to, a 26-year-old called Kyle Clifford. And then late yesterday evening, he was found with injuries in a graveyard in North London.
It really is an awful case that I'm presuming we will find out more about as time goes on. And I know I was listening a little bit earlier on to Mark Chapman, who is the he's a commentator in the UK. Actually, I think we can have a listen to some of what he said. This was Mark Chapman speaking on the BBC commentary before last night's England game.
Good evening from Germany. We have a football match to bring you tonight, and we will do, and we will start our build-up to it shortly. But this has been a heartbreaking day. John Hunt is our colleague and our friend, not just to the current Five Live sport team, but to all of those who've worked here with him over the past 20 years. And also to all of you who have enjoyed his superb commentaries. So, on behalf of everybody connected to Five Live Sport, our love and thoughts and support are with John and his family.
Good evening. Just goes to show you, Enda, that it has a huge impact on all the people who are close to John Hunt, who's very, very popular in the BBC.
Yes, he is. And this is a guy, if you don't know the name, you know his voice. He's on the radio here every single day, horse racing up and down the country, every single race, extremely popular and respected. And I noticed as well, there was a lot of sympathy put out on social media and respects paid by various different horse racing organisations, from the Jockey Club to the British Horse Racing Authority and individual race courses as well. So people are just in shock, complete and utter shock. We, as you say, you know, it's a live investigation now. This 26-year-old man is in custody. All we know about him is that he is an ex-soldier. And there are reports in the morning's newspapers here that he was the ex-partner of one of John Hunt's daughters.
An investigation like this, these tragedies happen, but it happened in a very suburban area. I don't know the Bushy area at all, but from what I saw on the news last night and the commentary, they were the classic neighbours who kept themselves to themselves but were deemed friendly and were very much integrated in their community.
Yeah, it's a very quiet residential area, Bushy. Most people would commute into London for work. Watford is the nearest big town. And that's it. I mean, John Hunt and his family are just very respectable, decent, hardworking people. And the fact that the BBC commentary before that England game last night started with Mark Chapman in tears, that will tell you everything you need to know. I mean, people are just beyond shocked. It's terrible what has happened. So we await the results of the police investigation. The 26-year-old was immediately taken to hospital. We're not told what injuries he had, but he was found injured in a graveyard yesterday. Armed police moved in. No shots were fired. And I think the wider debate today will be about the availability of these crossbows that people are able to buy here. Yeah.
Interestingly, Yvette Cooper, who's the new Home Secretary, probably one of the first things that this has come across her desk. She is looking at a review about these crossbows. I'm not sure actually what the legislation is in this country, but I mean, how easy is it to buy a crossbow in the UK? By the sounds of it, that there aren't as many checks as there should be.
Extremely easy. And I think that's something, you know, the new Labour government, they were barely less than a week now in power. There is a lot in their infray. And this is one thing, you know, over here, it is extremely difficult to get hold of a firearm. So criminals really struggle, unless it's, you know, major OCG level crime, they cannot get hold of firearms. So the end result is you'll see an awful lot of incidents with knives and these kind of Rambo knives, for want of a better phrase, the machete type things. And these crossbows as well are increasingly used. So I think, you know, you're not going to see knee jerk legislation, but it's certainly on the in tray of the new Home Secretary, Yvette Cooper.
Enda Brady of TRT World, thank you very much for joining us from London.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.